What's going to slow down the race to self-driving cars? Two words, intellectual property.
The idea that two people in a garage with a good idea can make a new product that changes the world gets harder and harder to realize if one of those two people has to be a patent lawyer.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Uber and Google-owned Waymo are back in court this week in their lawsuit over whether a former Waymo engineer stole self-driving car technology when Uber bought his company. Jury selection starts tomorrow, and this is probably not going to be the last lawsuit over self-driving car tech. Car makers and tech companies have filed thousands of patent applications related to autonomous and connected cars. And if the smartphone patent wars and Apple versus Samsung are any indication, the intellectual property battle over self-driving cars could just be getting started. Mark Lemley is a law professor at Stanford. He teaches IP and technology law. He says lawsuits cost companies money, time, and have one other major consequence.
The final potential cost to innovation, I guess, to the process of litigation is the sort of risk that lawsuits make you more cautious. They made the companies look over their shoulder. They made them worry a bit about what they're doing and are they violating the law. And that can be a good thing. We want companies to obey the law. But it can also be a bad thing if it means that you're second-guessing yourself every time you're trying to decide, should I enter a new market? Should I work on this new product? And so forth.
And how hard is it to build, you know, sort of an entirely new technology base without infringing on some patent somewhere?
Well, that's a problem, particularly in the information technology industries that we've seen over and over again. You know, there are some kinds of products like a new drug where you might have one or two patents that cover the new chemical, and that's it. But you can't build a smartphone without potentially running afoul of an enormous number of patents. One expert estimated the number several years ago at 250,000 potential patents. And so when we're talking about a really complex technology like a self-driving car that incorporates all the features of a car and all the features of a computer and all the features of telecommunications and laser and everything else, I think the potential number of patents out there is enormous.
Well, let's use the smartphone patent wars as an example. How does that hurt innovation?
I think one of the problems with the sort of big patent portfolios is the combination of all of these costs means it's an expensive game to play. And so the idea that sort of founded Silicon Valley, which is two people in a garage with a good idea can make a new product that changes the world, gets harder and harder to realize if one of those two people has to be a patent lawyer and we need to worry a bit about what's going to happen when the big companies take notice of me and start to litigate against me.
Tesla made 200 patents open source related to battery technology, but then you have this huge Uber Waymo lawsuit. What's the kind of tension there between an industry that wants to get off the ground and companies that are going to dig in and fight hard to protect their patents?
Yeah, I think Tesla's move on battery is really interesting because I do think that early on in the development of a technology, especially a technology that needs a certain amount of scale, smart companies will recognize that a rising tide lifts all boats, that a Tesla that dominates a niche electronic car market is not nearly as valuable as a Tesla that has 20% of a dominant electric car market. If we can make this a mainstream technology, even if you lose a bunch of sales to competitors, you might still be better off.
Mark Lemley is a professor at Stanford School of Law, and patents are far from the only barrier to the self-driving revolution. Over at MarketplaceTech.org, I've got a blog post on the reasons why all of it might take a little longer than you're expecting and why, in fact, maybe it should. I'm Molly Wood. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.